girlfriend wears eyeglasses, no prescription in the glasses, because he thinks it makes him look more intelligent. Now, why? Why do we think that glasses makes us look more intelligent? Is it from the endless hours of reading and studying and researching that this person supposedly blew out their eyeballs, and that's why they need the glasses? It's just a corrective device. If you see someone with a hearing aid, you don't think, oh, they must have been listening real good. Yeah, to a lot of important stuff. No, they are deaf. They can't hear.
Hey, boys and girls.
Hey.
I need you both to sponsor me in the AIDS walk.
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah. So, get.
Well, I admire you for joining the fight against AIDS.
Yeah, well, if I didn't do something, you know, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
It's hard enough living next door.
I tell you, there's some people, they just wear a ribbon, and they think they're doing something. Mm. Not me. I talk the talk, and I walk the walk, baby. And we'll be right back.
New jeans?
Yeah.
Huh. Still a 31 waist?
Yeah, since college.
Hey, Lena Small's on this list.
Lena Small?
Yeah. The girl I was going to call for a date, she was unlisted, and now here's her number.
Oh, you're not going to cop a girl's phone number off an AIDS charity list.
Lane, you should admire me. I'm aspiring to date a giving person.
You're a taking person.
That's why I should date a giving person. If I date a taking person, everyone's taking, taking, taking. No one's giving. It's bedlam.
She's going to ask how you got her number.
Oh, I'll tell her I met some guy who knew her and he gave it to me.
What's he look like?
I really didn't pay much attention. I just come from buying a speedboat.
You're buying a speedboat?
See, we're already off the subject of how I got it. All I gotta do is get past the first phone call and I'm home free.
Well, I don't know about that.
So if Billy had gotten your number off the AIDS walk list, you wouldn't have gone out with him?
Well.
Yeah. So you really like this guy?
Very much.
Yeah. How's the sexual chemistry?
Haven't been in the lab yet. But I am birth control shopping today.
Are you still on the pill?
Oh, Kramer.
No, I tell you, I think birth control should be discussed in an open forum.
The sponge.
Sponge.
Okay? The Today sponge.
Yeah, but wasn't that taken off the market?
Off the market? The sponge? No way. Everybody loves the sponge.
I read it in Wall Street Week. Louis Rukeyser.
Hello, Lena. Hi, it's Jerry Seinfeld. How did I get your number? I met a guy that knows you. He gave it to me. I don't really remember his name. I think it began with a W, maybe a Q. I wasn't paying that much attention. I'd just come from shopping for a speedboat.
You know, I really like those new jeans Jerry was wearing. He's really thin.
Not as thin as you think.
Why? He's a 31. I saw the tag on the back.
The tag, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something about that tag. It's no 31, and let's just leave it at that.
Well, what are you talking about?
He scratches off a 32, and he puts in 31.
Oh, how could he be so vain?
Well, this is the Jerry Seinfeld that only I know. I can't believe I just told you that.
Why not?
Well, Jerry doesn't want anyone to know.
Well, it's all right. I'm your fiancé. Everyone assumes you'll tell me everything.
Where did you get that from?
Well, we're a couple. It's understood.
I never heard of that.
Well, you've never been a couple.
I've coupled.
Keeping secrets. This is just like your secret bank code.
This is totally different. That was my secret. This is Jerry's secret. There's attorney-client privileges here. If I play it by your rule, no one will ever confide in me again. I'll be cut out of the loop.
Hey. What's the matter?
Had a fight with Susan.
What about?
Oh, clothing something. What are you doing tonight?
I got a date with that girl, Lena.
Lena, how'd you meet her?
I actually met her a few weeks ago, but...
So Jerry got Lena's unlisted number from Kramer's AIDS walk list.
Monica, Jerry got Lena's unlisted number off of an AIDS walk list.
He got her number off an AIDS walk list?
You met her a few weeks ago, but...
I didn't call her till today.
So, want a double?
What?
Well, you know, I just had a fight. I need a group dynamic.
I don't know.
Hey.
Well, Kramer was right. My friend Kim told me that Sponge is off the market.
So what are you going to do?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a hard target search of every drugstore, general store, health store, grocery store in a 25-block radius.
Just for these sponges?
Hey, man, women are really loyal to their birth control methods. What does Susan use?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I figure it's something.
What are you all out of breath from?
The elevator just broke. I had to walk up 5 flights.
And you got the AIDS walk tomorrow. You're never going to make it. You're in horrible shape.
Hey, I'm in tip-top shape.
Tip-top? Hey, better than you. I got a 31 waist, mister.
Yeah, well, I'm walking for charity. What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm dating a woman who happens to be sponsoring one of these walkers.
Yeah, do you have any today's sponges? I know they're off the market, but I...
Actually, we have a case left.
A case? A case of sponges? I mean, a case. How many come in a case?
60.
60? Well, I'll take three.
Three.
Yeah. Well, make it 10.
10?
20 sponges should be plenty.
You say 20?
Yeah. 25 sponges is just fine.
25?
Yeah.
You said with 25?
Yeah. Yeah. Just give me the whole case. I'll be on my way.
Hey, I have found the best smelling detergent. Lena, smell my shirt.
Very nice.
It's all temperature.
I use Planet. It's biodegradable and it doesn't pollute the oceans.
Yeah, the oceans are really getting very sudsy.
Can you wrap up all the leftovers on the table, please? I always take the leftovers. I work in a soup kitchen every morning at 6 a.m.
Mm. They serve soup at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, that's all they have.
Do the bums ever complain? Soup again?
I get tired of it.
How could you not?
Guess who volunteered last week?
Mick Jagger.
No. Maya Angelou.
Oh, the poet.
So let me ask you something. These people eat soup 3 times a day?
I don't know. Did you get to talk to her?
Talk to who?
Is it a lot of cream soups?
Maya Angelou, the poet.
No, I didn't get the chance.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm sure you can reach her. She's a poet, you know? What does a poet need an unlisted number for?
We're going to the ladies' room. I'll go with you.
What are you looking at me like that for?
But you have to mention unlisted number.
What are you talking about?
All right, I gotta tell you something, but you cannot tell Susan.
Her phone number off of an AIDS walk list? Oh, that's awful.
I know, but don't say anything to anyone. He told me not to tell you.
But you told me anyway?
Well, you know, I was thinking about what you said before, and you're right. I've never really been a couple, so if that's the rule, I'm going to go by the rule.
Thanks.
So you want to go home and make up official?
Can we stop by a drugstore first?
What for?
I'm out of birth control stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna park.
Oh, no, don't park. I'll just sit in the car. You can run in.
You run in? Why don't you run in?
You don't know what I use for birth control, do you?
Of course I do.
You do what?
You know. You use the phlegm.
The what?
You know, the phlegm.
Just get me some sponges, please.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. They don't have them anymore.
What?
I just found out they just took them off the market.
Off the market? The sponge?
Yeah, so you gotta use something else.
I can't! I love the sponge! I need the sponge!
And I know what we can get them.
Kramer, what the hell is going on?
It's a poker game.
And I'm kicking some serious butt!
Are you out of your mind? You know you got the AIDS walk tomorrow.
Hey, Kramer, are you in?
Oh, you gotta be kidding. You see those two ladies I got showing? Do they look scared?
You're never gonna make it.
Let's go, let's go!
You want to go in the bedroom?
Oh. Okay. Hold on just a second.
Elaine, me, George. Hey, sorry to bother you so late.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? did you get any of those sponges?
Yeah, I cleaned out the whole west side. Why?
Well, Susan.
Oh, Susan uses the sponge.
Susan loves the sponge.
Yeah, I'm sorry, George. I can't help you out.
What?
I can't do it. No way. There's no how.
Well, let me just explain something. You see, this is not just a weekend routine. You know, I'm on the verge of makeup sex here. You know about makeup sex?
Oh, yeah. George, I know all about makeup sex, and I'm really sorry.
Elaine, can I just explain something to you very privately? I mean, Susan and I have been together many, many times now, and just between you and me, there's really no big surprises here, so makeup sex is all that I have left.
I'm sure you'll have another fight, George. Hold that thought.
Oh, so listen to this. But don't tell anyone. Jerry Seinfeld? He got a woman's number. Off an AIDS walk list.
He got her number off an AIDS walk list?
He what?
How'd you find out?
A friend of a friend of a friend knows Susan.
George!
Pardon?
Nothing. Listen, I'm sorry. I just...
It's okay. There's nothing to be sorry about. I don't mind.
You don't mind that I got your number off the AIDS walk list?
No, not at all. No problem.
You're lucky you're walking out of here with a pair of pants on.
You went all night?
Jerry, breakfast on me.
Kramer, are you out of your mind? You got the AIDS walk in like 3 hours. You're never going to make it.
AIDS walk? That's a cakewalk. Hey!
So, George,
yeah.
Guess what? Lena found out how I got her number.
Really? How'd she do that?
A friend of a friend of Susan's.
My Susan?
Why'd you tell her?
I have to, Jerry. It's a couple rule. We have to tell each other everything.
Well, you know what this means, don't you?
What?
You're cut off. You're out of the loop.
you cut me off? No, Jerry, don't cut me off.
You leave me no choice. You're the media now, as far as I'm concerned.
Jerry, come on, please. It won't happen again.
If you were in the mafia, would you tell her every time you killed someone?
Hey, a hit is a totally different story.
I don't know, George.
So, Lena was upset, huh?
You know what? That was the amazing thing.
What, it didn't bother her?
No, she said it was fine. Something very strange about this girl.
What?
She's too good.
Too good?
I mean, she's giving and caring and genuinely concerned about the welfare of others. I can't be with someone like that.
I see what you mean.
I mean, I admire the hell out of her. You can't have sex with someone you admire.
Where's the depravity?
No depravity. I mean, I look at her, I can't imagine she even has sex. On the other hand...
What?
Thanks again for last night.
Hey, I didn't even use one.
Yeah.
I thought you said it was imminent.
Yeah, it was, but then
just couldn't decide if he was really sponge-worthy.
Sponge-worthy?
Yeah, Jerry, I have to conserve these sponges.
But you like this guy. Isn't that what the sponges are for?
Yes, yes. Before they went off the market. But, I mean, now I've got to reevaluate my whole screening process. I can't afford to waste any of them.
You know, you're nuts with these sponges. George is getting frustrated.
Okay, you're checked in.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's your AIDS ribbon.
No, thanks.
You don't want to wear an AIDS ribbon?
No.
But you have to wear an AIDS ribbon.
I have to?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't want to.
But everyone wears the ribbon. You must wear the ribbon.
What you are? You're a ribbon bully.
Hey, you, come back here. Come back here and put this on.
Lena, the sponges. She's got like a war chest full of them.
Well, I don't see why you can't just use condoms.
Oh, no. Condoms are for single men. The day that we got engaged, I said goodbye to the condom forever.
Just once, the makeup sex.
Makeup sex? You have to have that right after the fight. We're way past that.
Just once.
No, I hate the condom.
Why?
I can never get the package open in time.
You just tear it open.
It's not that easy. It's like beat the clock. There's a lot of pressure going.
Hey, where's your ribbon?
Oh, I don't wear the
ribbon. You don't wear the ribbon? Aren't you against AIDS?
Yeah, I'm against AIDS.
I mean, I'm walking, aren't I? Just don't wear the ribbon.
Who do you think you are?
Put the ribbon on.
Hey, Cedric, Bob, this guy won't wear a ribbon.
Who? Who doesn't want to wear the ribbon?
Do you think you're sponge-worthy?
Yes, I think I'm sponge-worthy. I think I'm very sponge-worthy.
Run down your case for me again.
Well, we've gone out several times. We obviously have a good rapport. I own a very profitable electronics distributing firm. I eat well. I exercise. Blood tests, immaculate. And if I can speak frankly, I'm actually quite good at it.
You going to do something about your sideburns?
Yeah, I told you. I'm going to trim my sideburns.
And the bathroom in your apartment?
Cleaned it this morning.
Uh-huh. The sink, the tub, everything got cleaned?
Everything, yeah. Uh-huh. It's spotless.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. Hey, look at this. I just got a citation in the mail for my work with shut-ins.
Oh, the shut-ins. That's nice. You know, they're a very eccentric group. Because they're shut in. Of course, they're not locked in. They're free to go at any time.
Oh, by the way, I checked at the soup kitchen. They do have cream soup.
Hey, that's dynamite. You know, Lena, I wanted to talk to you about something. You know, because you're such a good person.
Oh,
that I...
hang on to that thought. I'm rinsing a sweater. I left the water running.
Oh.
Hey, Jerry, can you get me a towel out of my bedroom closet?
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Look what's going on here. She is depraved. There you are.
Thanks. So, you were saying?
What? Nothing.
No, you said I was a good person.
Oh.
You seem like you want to tell me something.
Tell you something. I do.
What is it, Jerry? You can tell me anything.
Oh, you see these jeans I'm wearing?
Yeah?
I changed the 32 waist on the label to a 31 on all my jeans. So, you know, that's it.
Come on, Jerry, just rip it open.
I'm trying, damn it.
Tear it.
I tried to tear it from the side. I can't get a good grip here. You got to do it like a bag of chips.
No, here, give it to me.
You wait a second. Yeah, wait a second.
Me. Give it to me.
You see?
Come on.
It's too late.
What's it going to be? Are you going to wear the ribbon?
No. Oh, never.
But I'm wearing the ribbon. He's wearing the ribbon. We are all wearing the ribbon. So why aren't you going to wear the ribbon?
This is America. I don't have to wear anything I don't want to wear.
What are we going to do with him?
I guess we're just going to have to teach him to wear the ribbon.
Completely turned her off.
Well, I can see that. What do you have to do that for? Who cares about your pants size?
I don't want to be a 32.
Kill to be a 32.
She said I wasn't sponge worthy. Wouldn't waste a sponge on me.
I wish I had that. That condom killed me. Why do they have to make the wrappers on those things so hard to open?
It's probably so the woman has one last chance to change her mind.
You never run out there. Where's Kramer? Everything's finished then.
Oh, I told him he'd never make it. He was up all night. Oh, my God. Kramer? Look at you. I told you. Up all night playing poker. Come on.
Hey, where's your AIDS ribbon?
Morning.
How'd you sleep?
Oh, great. You?
Fine. Everything, okay?
Yep.
No regrets?
Nope. What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I don't think so.
Why not? I thought you said everything was fine.
I wish I could help you, but I can't afford two of them.